What the hell's going on with the Boston Celtics? I'm not even doing an intro today. We're just going to jump straight into it because I have been waiting and I've been wanting to bring this up since before the All-Star break. Hell, I've been waiting for the Boston Celtics to show me something since the All-Star break. But to be honest with you, all season long. Going into this season, the expectations in Boston were sky high. The Celtics have made the Eastern Conference Finals 3 of the last 4 years. They have 2 All-Stars on this roster under 25 in Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. Danny Ainge, he brought in Kemba Walker in the summer of 2019. This roster was supposed to be stacked. They were supposed to be contenders in the Eastern Conference. At this point of the season, you would expect the Celtics to be sitting at the top of the East, a number 3 seed at minimum. Instead, they are 25-26, 1 game under .500, and they are the 8th seed in the Eastern Conference. They better thank God they're not in the West, because they would be getting smoked. Last few years, the Celtics have been one of the best defensive teams in the NBA. This year, 2020, 2021, they're in the middle of the pack. I know that the NBA regular season's long. I get it. And at some point, you are going to lose a game or two that you're supposed to win. A game against a team like the Cleveland Cavaliers that you're supposed to win, you lose to them anyway. But it is happening with way too much frequency this year with the Boston Celtics. They've lost to the Cavs, the Pistons, twice to the Pelicans. One loss in New Orleans. The Celtics were up 25-30 points in the second half. They still lost that game. What the hell is going on with the Boston Celtics? There's not just one thing that is wrong with this team. This team's got a lot of problems. Brad Stevens is rumored to be on the hot seat, which I don't understand at all. I think Brad Stevens is one of the better young coaches in the NBA, but he's taking a lot of blame right now in Boston. And to me, if you were to blame anyone for this mess right now, you damn sure better be blaming Danny Ainge, not Brad Stevens. Brad Stevens can only do so much with the talent that he's been given. The truth is, this roster in Boston, it just isn't that good. Yes, they have been hit hard by injuries. Yes, they've been hit with the COVID protocols at times throughout the year. The Celtics' big four of Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart, Kemba Walker, they had only started 2 games together by the All-Star break. They played a total of 28 minutes together by early March. So you can make the excuse that that is the reason why the Celtics are sitting at the number 8 spot in the Eastern Conference. And it has something to do with it, sure. But even if everyone had been 100% healthy all year, this still is not a championship roster. I've never been a big Kemba Walker guy. I've always considered him a good player, not a great player. I mean, dude was in Charlotte for 8 years, only made the playoffs twice, and never made it out of the first round. And don't give me that BS about him not having a great team around him. LeBron James was playing with scrubs in Cleveland early in his career, but he still carried them to the playoffs, carried them to the NBA Finals. When you are a $35 million a year player like Kemba Walker, making the playoffs is the minimum expectation. One of the problems right now in Boston has actually been the regression of Kemba Walker. And I know he's been hurt, but he is nowhere near what he used to be. I go as far as to say he's a shell of his former self. I don't want to go that far, but he damn sure hasn't been the 4-time All-Star that we're used to seeing. Statistically, Kemba Walker is having the worst season of his career since 2015. And Danny Ainge has got to be sweating about it at this point, because if Kemba Walker keeps up this level of production, his contract is going to become an albatross. It's going to be a big problem because he's going to be untradeable. No NBA team is going to trade and pay this dude $35 million a year for him to average 17 points a game. Kemba Walker is making superstar-level money, but the reality is, he's not a superstar-level player. Which leads to another problem with the Celtics, the lack of a true superstar on this roster, which leads to a lack of leadership. I bring up this very issue every time I talk about the New Orleans Pelicans. Who is the leader in Boston? You would think that it would be Kemba Walker, since he's the highest paid player and has the most experience in the NBA. But it's not. Is it Jason Tatum? Jaylen Brown? Who the hell is the leader on the court in Boston? Who's the leader in the locker room? There's not one. The Celtics have no identity. They have no team identity. We're over halfway through the season, and this team doesn't know what kind of basketball team they are. Usually in the NBA, the team takes on the identity of its leader or superstar player. And when you don't have a leader and you have a bunch of followers, it results in a team with no identity. You cannot have that problem in the NBA and expect to win. You look at every great team in the NBA right now. They all have strong leadership on the court. Lakers, led by LeBron James. Blazers, Dame Lillard. Jazz, Donovan Mitchell, Rudy Gobert. Heat, Jimmy Butler. Bucks, Giannis. The Celtics? All Indians and no Chiefs. To be honest with you, the expectations we put on this young Celtics roster this year were a bit unfair. Brad Stevens is working with one of the youngest rosters in the NBA. They've got 8 players that are in their first or second year in the league. The quick success for the Celtics over the last 3 or 4 years have created these unrealistic expectations, but those were different teams. Boston's lost a lot of talent and depth over the past year or so. Since 2019, they've lost Kyrie Irving, which, as talented as Kyrie Irving is, the Celtics are better off without him. He never fit in that locker room. Although, to Kyrie's credit, he did at least try to lead this young Celtics team in his own way. The problem was, he's Kyrie Irving, the weirdest of the weird. And his way of leading just didn't resonate with everybody else in Boston. Now, in addition to losing Kyrie Irving, since 2019, the Celtics have lost Al Horford, Marcus Morris, Terry Rozier, Gordon Hayward. Not only is that a lot of lost veteran leadership and experience, but all 4 of those guys were key players in that 4-year run. I mentioned the lack of identity on the court a second ago. The Celtics are dealing with the same problem upstairs, too. Danny Ainge is trying to build and maintain 2 teams at the same time, which is damn near impossible to do. Look, Danny Ainge is a great general manager, one of the best in the NBA. He's been GM in Boston since the early to mid-2000s and has pretty much kept the Celtics as a playoff team every year, but what he is trying to do right now just isn't feasible. Danny Ainge is attempting to put the Celtics in the best position to win this year, but he's also prepping them to win in the next 2, 3, 4 years. Now, when you hear me say that, when you hear that out loud, kind of makes sense, right? The problem is, it's not working. You look at Boston the last 4 years. They've been good. Eastern Conference Finals 3 times, but they've never been good enough to get past that point. Danny Ainge has failed to guide the Celtics down a particular path. You either build for the future, or you go all in and you try to win right now. You can't do both simultaneously. You got to choose one or the other. When LeBron James was in Cleveland early in his career, his second stint there, do you think David Griffin was worried about what the Cavaliers were going to do 2, 3, 4 years down the road? No! David Griffin was doing everything that he could to build a championship team right then. Danny Ainge is not doing that. He will commit to it for a second, go out and get a Kyrie Irving or a Gordon Hayward, then he'll turn around and let go of 4 established veterans. Now, I know I've been hard on the Celtics today, but there are some positives in Boston. The team is young. And their 2 core pieces, Tatum and Brown, are under 25 years old. They haven't even entered their prime yet. We've had these expectations on Jason Tatum because he made the Eastern Conference Finals in his rookie season, and he was dominant that year in the playoffs, but the kid's 23 years old. It takes a long time for stars in the NBA to develop into superstars. It took Michael Jordan, LeBron James, 7 to 8 years before they won their first championship. The young Celtics have plenty of time. Even though this season's been a disappointment, the nucleus of this team still has a lot of room to grow. All they really need at this point is their general manager to choose a path and stick with it. Now, what do you guys think? Can the Celtics turn things around this year? Who is more at fault for this season being a disappointment in Boston? Brad Stevens? Danny Ainge? Or is it the players themselves? Do you think Brad Stevens will get fired after this season? Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_BTL84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.